CBC Radio Australia.
Long thinking blue mill on the announcement long 200 million Australian dollars fishing park lo daru me harem but me harem tasol me kisimos and it was only an MOU na between the Blood River provincial government National Fisheries Authority na ombla I think ombla Chinese conglomerate or ombla company but tindi blomi mos ma emoli sani memo yuta sol you know on the part of the Chinese it may not be binding but on our part it might be binding
na me we go display MOU na melong Papua New Guinea na China long come up display fisheries project long town blue you play stop in chair display MOU na you look display you look him na scale him display MOU too
there wasn't any consultation done na got on block consultation done long those allergies that will be impacted like the Daru urban local level government which I am the head of that government and the Oriamo Bituri local level government Focus QI local level government and the Fly QI local level government and Mohead local level government so no got on block consultation awareness being come up lot isla they only went ahead to sign an MOU so it was until only come around long kissing some of you blow me fly and then me fly can see around good not talk long good and bad sides of it but currently me looking was in you know long economic fishing zone me fly low side blow me fly low daru was a province you know big area you know me fly no whole big area because big area I mean it's taken up by the Torres Strait now Australian company you know take over long and kissing long and me fly low Papua New Guinea side you know big area and area and really too much
you started really low town blue now one of kind of development infrastructure stuff on this flat town now this flat time
although you know we have a problem in Daru where most of our people are poor and you know even out in the rural outbacks a lot of people are poor and you know the environment or the society there's you know cashless society and people are flooding back into Daru and Daru town too and Kishin Bagarab me said to talk plenty time lo kapman lo Papua New Guinea Fly River provincial government even I call on the Australian government too lo look because me bla serim international border want them Australia and as well as Indonesia to the west long for Australia you know long interest lo Australia too me said talking to talk plenty time and you must get some blood looks at it come up long Australian government can direct in Papua New Guinea long give him some blood sala development aid also give him Papua New Guinea long almost put him some blood sala funding come low supply in Daru town so that we planned all infrastructure along Daru town all been building block colonial era and more that all put on about it has fallen apart and you know time that's like me give you window of opportunity time all you know people like the Chinese when they come along you know only come through on the road and belt initiative only come you know sometime we would see that you know they will want to come with some infrastructure development assistance only can come so but then it does not mean that we really support what they want to do but because of the need that is prevalent here because of the ignorance of the Papua New Guinea government and our Fly River provincial government and the Australian government to not trying to address some of the needs and the concerns that we have and we are facing in this part of the country where we are the closest neighbor to Australia. So that, you know, if we don't do that, my blessed Bagarab, you know, I don't blame the Australian government, but I blame my own Papua New Guinea government and Western Province because they get a lot of development aid from Australia. They forget the fact that we have a town called Daru.
True,
the only international town in the country that borders Australia to the south and Indonesia, the largest Muslim nation on earth, or to the left, to the west. So they've got to put some money, development funds down into Daru and supply to making sure that Daru town is upgraded and rebuilt and restored so that it can respond to issues that concern the borders of Australia and Indonesia. You know, we have human smuggling, gun smuggling.
Now you got to talk to come along Australia, plenty of leaders along Australia, and Torres Island leader too. You've been talk long worry blown long safety and security. Suppose Chinese government building this fisheries project long Daru. Only worry long security concern or some close to too much Australia. One thinking below this blah.
you know, as we speak, we have Indonesians there. They cross the border all the way into the Gulf of into the Gulf province as far as Kikori. They used to shoot deer. They used to catch gulama. There's a fish called gulama, and they harvest them and they go back. They catch biskinia from Western province. And if we do not control our borders properly, you know, law and justice is a very important sector that we have to respond that affects this province. And you know, to make it worse, you know, to protect the interests of Australia as well. We are the closest neighbor. You know, although the government of our country, Papua New Guinea, fails us, but if the Australians see that it is also to their interest, they can direct the government of Papua New Guinea to divert some the development aid that is given to the government of Papua New Guinea specifically for Daru and South Line. We rebuild and restore Daru town, and so that Daru can be able to respond to issues that, you know, warrants addressing long borders, long Australia and Indonesia. And, you know, then Lodaru, you know, we have to improve our roads, we have to improve our markets, we have to improve our hospitality industry, we have to improve the communication, we have to improve our health systems, we have to, you know, improve the hell lot of things. A more bagger proof now is that nobody is listening to us. So I used to advocate a lot all the time that our politicians must set their foot down and, you know, talk at a national level and divert the attention of the government of Papua New Guinea and Australia this way. Whilst we are not doing that, you know, there are others who may be watching and they will capitalize on that neglect that has been inflicted on us. And they hear us been advocating so much and they come in. And, you know, the Chinese have gone all the way to other areas of the Pacific and they are now strengthening their stronghold. And as far as coming to Daru is just that, you're just a few steps away into Australia, because there will also be creating employment. So, you know, economic activity does not happen around here. So, you know, it's my call to the government of our governments and, you know, the Australians, if they see that Daru need to be addressed, the issues need to be addressed, they must come together and holistically work together and contribute their ideas and putting the capital investment down to fix a lot of problems that we face in Daru and supply. You know, Mipla no can wait in time. Something like come up, na Mipla kirab no good, na we jump up and down. But the issues and the problems have been there. Unattended, we've been crying. Our town has fallen, it's regressing, and it is one of the worst towns in the country. We would have thought that, you know, Daru town being the next closest to Australia should be like one of the towns in Australia. But if you come to Daru, you will see that Daru is the provincial capital of Western province, but it doesn't look like a town. It looks like a outstation. There's something that is a long time yet. You know, now middle of Tok. Now you look at plenty of fight now, killing come up long. Hela na Southern Highlands na kidnapping Lokamosi na Posavi na Rasulau Labia. There's no guns are smuggled all the way up to Southern Highlands and Hela and all the way up to Western Highlands, Eastern Highlands, Kimbu. You know, where would the people get guns from? Guns go from here going up, and you know, and the citizens of Australia, most of them, they also want to smoke marijuana. So they allow these things to happen. So in order to counter that, we got to rebuild and restore Daru town to respond to such issues. It's like me no rocket science. We don't need God to come down from heaven to tell us this.
Now, when I talk to you, you're making long Australia government, long this long concern, long cyber security, long Australia. Suppose China using Daru long come up and display economic development.
Yes, last talk to me, I'm saying, me Australian government, a must direct him, government, long Papua New Guinea, long divert him some like investment. Development funds also giving long Papua New Guinea, long aid, development aid. They must direct development aid money, certain percentage specifically for Daru and Sakla if they want to protect Australia. Australia is very, very important for, you know, Miblas work from one of them. And if they see that Daru is the next closest thing to Australia to protect Australia, you know, they've got to work on Daru. Some provinces have money. They give all the development aid to Papua New Guinea to promote with it. They all sink in the sinkholes. And maybe if they do not want to give Australia my funds to, why to the government of Papua New Guinea, the Australians themselves can come down and work with me. And we identify and they fund and they manage themselves so that we don't put money into sinkholes.